is sad when true creative geniuses are labeled as madmen, not fully understood, ahead of their time. Ideas, concepts, and designs all dismissed from the pessimist perspective, who have no definition for the term objective. Yet and still, we must strive for perfection, forward direction, encountering rejection at every turn. Some of us learn to take it in stride, while the rest keep it inside, pledging allegiance to pride and perseverance. We endure despite tremendous interference, odds insurmountable. Hold ourselves accountable only. We true pioneers like Shoshone Indians, but then again, men are hindering our progress, and the A&R are far less receptive, refusing to accept this. Their main objective seems to be imitate the next ish, tried and true, proven. But why not attempt to outdo what the other man is doing? Stewing in our own juices, we soon realize that this exercise is a useless endeavor, fruitless. Produces thoughts about whether there's a better way to do this. Screw this, time to go independent. The only drawback is that it's highly contingent on finance. And since money doesn't grow on plants, reality stings like fire ants. But our craft is not abandoned, we keep advancing, and our talents keep expanding. No Pulitzers or Nobel Prizes, the need to create is what navigates and guides us. We choose to lead and not to follow, like the imitators who'll be biting us tomorrow. In the grooves we resonate, in slow-mo or solo, creating new moods to elevate our listeners. And I could care less about whispers from the critics, have a mind and knock them out like Lennox or Riddick. The sharp ones and true heads will get it, while the parasitic niggas are presented with the diddick.